The next patient is Astor Aziz. The last name is A-S-I-S. First name, A-S-T-O-R. It's the clinical case of an 84-year-old Filipino male that we follow in the practice because CKD stage 4 related to diabetic nephropathy. The patient has been restricting the sodium intake and restricting the fluid intake, and he has been able to lose more than 6 pounds. Actually, 13 pounds of body weight. That was fluid retention associated to the nephrotic syndrome. The patient is functional. He doesn't have any complaints. There is no nausea, vomiting, general malaise, weakness, tiredness, or impairing the quality of his life. The laboratory workup today is consistent with a creatinine of 3.45, a BUN of 43, a sodium of 142, potassium 4.7, chloride 108, and the CO2 is 19. The calcium is 7.9 with an albumin of 3.3. Corrected calcium is still low. We're going to start the patient in medication, a calcitriol, period. The urinalysis, the proteinuria, the 3+, and the protein creatinine ratio is 3,827. He has a frank nephrotic syndrome, but he's functional, he's doing good, and I don't think that I'm going to improve the quality of his life by starting dialysis. Period. I'm going to continue the observation on a regular basis. He's communicating with me on a regular basis through the phone. Number two, vitamin D deficiency. We're going to start the patient on calcitriol, 0.25 micrograms every day, and we're going to get it the level of 25-hydroxy. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, the patient does not have proteinuria. Following number, the blood pressure is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 137 over 50. We are going to continue the same prescription. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months. The patient has my phone number, and I gave him all the symptoms that he should be aware in case that they appear. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, and 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes with the documentation.